Blog Talk Radio.
Of mental health has vanished in the West. God lives. The West is gaslighting itself to death. Social engineers have unleashed upon the pathetic social milieu the techno lunacy of transhumanism. In other words, persons have vanished. Substantive entities no longer represent you. They have been replaced by fluid entities. That is problematic. Fluid entities who are merely this and that with the extreme of things. So we have moved from to dialect. And persons are now dialectical. We have thesis, antithesis, and synthesis. And so there is this great movement going on. What does it really mean? So meaning has been substantively removed from humanity. Humanity has now become mere tools, mere chattel for the elite to do it as they please. So, God has been removed by the atheist. Any judge will sign on to the cross. And if a judge signs off on it, if an activist judge signs off on cause, there is great cheers. There are great cheers, I should say. What I want to stress tonight is that because of God, we have a construct for what mental health should be. We have modeled paradigm. And we are not merely at the mercy of algorithms made by man. And so what is true or what is optimum mental health is in this culture. Think about this culture, not Arab Bhutan. Think about the socio-political milieu of the present hour. Think about anger, think about violence, think about the timidity of beings such as it is, think about the rejection of morals. So what we have today is what is right, what is right. Right and wrong has been removed. Thesis and antithesis at the first place. By dialectic. So, this is not new. Very old approach to human behavior. We read in the Book of Judges, in the Old Testament, in the final chapter of the Book of Judges, we read, there was no king in those days, and every man did what was right in his own eyes. This is the last verse of Judges 21. It is Judges 21:25. And another version reads, in those days, quote, Israel had no king. Everyone did as he saw fit. Have we not returned to those days? I want you to see that what these people believe to be novelty or something deep, it's really quite old. Please read it for yourself. If you want to read the best treatise on the breakdown of human society, read the book of Jeremiah. You will read one of the greatest treatises, one of the greatest documents on how society fall apart when God is thrown out. And so we see the reality of the Lord of the Flies. We see the reality of the true believer written by Eric Hoffer. If you want to understand the current climate, read Eric Hoffer's True Believer. He was a great scholar and longshoreman. Read his book. It's important. If you also want to understand what's going on today, read another book called Iceberg Slim. He was a pimp. Read about Iceberg Slim. You will also understand what's going on. Read One Dimensional Man. Also another very important. Now, there are many more packets, but those are just a few to help you get to begin to understand social order's breakdown and why mental health has been so narrowly defined. Mental health is a cultural prerogative mediated from the elite down to society at large. The elite determine what defines mental health. Who has it and who does not? It is a nebulous idea. Mental illness is also a nebulous idea. It is an idea. These are not medical terms. These are ideas. Used to encapsulate and used to inform a certain attitude. When we turn to the Word of God and to Romans chapter 1 and read this verse by Paul, get some insight into this, into understanding what mental health suggested as its media society. Romans 1:18, for the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who suppress the truth in unrighteousness. So this version also reads, hold the truth in righteousness. It's the verb means to see, and thus to they, it's an interest to that believer to have access to true God and who he is. Must also understand that health, in fact, you should read some books of the history of Western psychology. You should read about Operation Paperclip. You should read about MKUltra. You should read Brave New World, Animal Farm. you should read this material. Now, because of sin, there are individuals who believe, beginning from themselves, as a finite reference point, or a finite reference point, that they can legislate or philosophically argue that God does not exist. God is not a philosophical. God cannot be blessed by God. Paul goes on from Romans 1 to elucidate what people become without the presence of God in God. Verse 22, professing themselves to be wise, they became fools or insipid. Verse 24, wherefore God also gave them up to uncleanness, to the lust of their own hearts, to dishonor their own bodies between themselves. So, man gives up God, and then God sovereignly hands people over to what they want. Verse 24, we read, wherefore God also gave them up to uncleanness. This is a devastating verse. It literally reads, God gave them over to viciousness. God gave them over to viciousness. Through the lusts of their own hearts to dishonor their own bodies between themselves. Do not have time to go into great detail to Romans chapter 9. But suffice to say that God is trying to down. People will come either atheistic, communistic, or atheistic, communistic, or some type of political. Degrades and destroys humanity. Jesus said that the sons that you free are. This book, where God has given to us in order to teach us the way of Jesus, the truth, life, and God. God, Scripture, which presents to us a complete mental health program, psycho-spiritual health, apart from the industry of mental health, the industry of symptom management and pharmacology that keeps people dependent and does not set them free. Let me tell you that God soul free. He will set you completely free. You must come to Him. You must receive His Son, Christ Jesus, as your Savior.